带领我们读的圣经。
Earlier in our worship, the worship team led us in reading this passage.
那么时间关系，今天我们就不再重复读经。
And in interests of time, we will not read it again now.
今天我们讲到的题目是什么呢？
What is our topic for today?
如何遵行神的旨意？
Our topic is how to do the will of God.
就服侍主这些年来，
In my years of service to the Lord,
我并不很经常听到弟兄姊妹来问这个问题。
I often do not hear brothers and sisters ask this question.
比较更经常听到大家问的另外一个问题是什么呢？
What's the question that I hear people ask more frequently?
是如何知道神的旨意？
We often ask how we can know the will of God.
常常有弟兄姊妹来问。
Brothers and sisters will often ask me this.
牧师啊，到底神的旨意在这件事情上是如何的？
Oh, Pastor, what is God's will for me in this situation?
甚至如果你到网上去搜索，
If you go and search on the internet,
你会发现许许多多的这个条目，
You will find many results and headlines,
都是关于如何明白神的旨意。
You will find many results telling you how to know the will of God.
那么为什么今天我们要讲的不是如何知道神的旨意，而是如何遵行神的旨意呢？
So today, why are we talking about not how to know the will of God, but how to do the will of God?
看似好像是一个英文叫 less popular topic.
It would seem to be a less popular topic.
那我先问大家一个问题。
Well, I want to ask you a question first.
请问大家，知道神的旨意与遵行神的旨意哪个更难？
So I want to ask you, which one is more difficult, to know God's will or to do God's will?
想好再回答。
And think about it first before you answer me.
哪个更难？
Which one is harder?
感谢神。
Doing it, God's will, isn't it?
等一下我们会来看。
We'll come back to this later.
大家常常在问的这个问题，
This question that people are often asking,
不一定是最关键的问题。
The question people often ask might not be the most important question.
大家注意，我没有说不重要。
Notice I didn't say that it's not important.
没有说不关键。
And I didn't say that it's not essential.
我说的是最重要，
最关键。But it's not most important.
人们常常会问神的旨意是什么。
People often ask what God's will is.
有的时候我会反问一个问题。
And sometimes they'll come back with another question.
如果你知道了神的旨意，你愿意去遵行吗？
Sometimes we'll ask the question, if you knew God's will, would you be willing to do it?
或者从另外一个角度去问。
We're looking at another way.
如果我们知道了神的旨意，也不去遵行的话，那么为什么神要把他的旨意显明给你呢？
If we know God's will but we don't do it, then why should God reveal His will to us?
我们一开始就先提出一个很沉重的问题。
At the beginning, we'll raise this very serious question.
请大家注意。
And please pay attention to this.
我们在这里丝毫不是减低明白神心意的重要性。
We are not trying to make discerning God's will not unimportant.
我也很感谢赞美神。
And I'm very grateful to God.
弟兄姊妹们，作为信徒，我们是在想要竭力的寻求知道神的心意，至少不是在去寻求这个世界的意思。
I'm very grateful that we as brothers and sisters have this desire to know and discern God's will.
圣经也有告诉教导我们。
And the Bible does teach us.
我们应该更多的去明白神的心意。
That we should try to discern and know God's will.
但是我可以告诉大家。
But I want to tell you.
圣经当中超过160次讲到都是要遵行神的旨意、诫命、律例。
In the Bible, more than 160 times, the Bible speaks of doing God's will far more frequently than talking about understanding His will.
远远超过讲到要明白神的旨意，就像。
And it talks about it much more.
在服侍主的这些年。
In my years of ministry.
有的时候也看到一个很奇怪、很有意思的现象。
So sometimes I've seen a very interesting and strange thing.
这个现象我把它称之为叫做明知故犯相对于切切求知。
And I'm calling this willful sin disobedience versus passionate asking and seeking.
一方面我们在迫切的寻求想知道在这件事上在那件事上神的心意是如何。
On the one hand, we are earnestly and passionately desiring to know in this matter or in that matter what the will of God is.
但另一方面你和我如果我们诚实的说的话
But on the other hand, if we were honest with ourselves,
我们每一个人都是常常明明的知道神的心意但是我们不去遵行。
We often clearly know God's will, but we do not go and do it.
有太多的方面。
This happens in too many ways.
我们都是在违背神的旨意。
We are often not obeying the will of God.
而且我说叫做 knowingly disobey, 叫明知故犯。
And we're calling this knowing willful disobedience.
你有吗？
Do you disobey this way? I do. In many ways.
那么一方面我们又明知故犯为什么我们还要在那里切切的寻求去知道呢？
On the one hand, it's reasonable to ask, like, then why should we go earnestly and passionately seek?
我再一次声明，我绝不是说我们不要去寻求，不要去知道神的旨意，这是错误的理解。
I want to say clearly again that it is not true that we should not seek the will of God.
我再一次说，为那些切切想要知道神心意的弟兄姊妹感恩。
And I'm very grateful to God for those who believers who earnestly want to seek and know His will.
我想要表达的是，我希望我们能够再更进一步。
What I want to say is I hope we can go forward even more
抓住那个更关键
and hold on to what is even more important
也是今天我们的题目叫做遵行神的旨意
and that more important thing is our topic for today doing the will of God
那么讲到这两者的关系
and when we speak of the relationship between these two
明白与遵行
knowing His will and doing His will
那我再要和弟兄姊妹一起来分享澄清一个很重要的一个不同
And I want to now share with you another very important difference.
这个不同是知道神的旨意与认识神的不同。
And this is the difference between knowing God's will and knowing God.
你说知道神的旨意和知道神，这不是一回事吗？
And what you said, isn't this the same thing?
差别太大了。
The difference between the two is too great.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
知道神的旨意。认识神的旨意就是认识神吗
Is knowing God's will the same as knowing God?
这差别大到像猫和躲猫猫的区别。这个比较难翻译。
This is as big as the difference between like cats and mice or cats and dogs, different animals.
Very good translation. 我请问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you another question.
你是只想知道总统的行政命令，还是你想认识总统
？Do you want to like know like the president's actions and decisions, or do you want to actually know the president？
你知不知道总统的命令和吩咐
？Do you know the president's commands？
每个人都知道。
We all know them, right？
只要一宣布，新闻一广播，我们大家都知道。
And once they're announced, the news will all know them.
好，我请问大家，有谁认识总统
？Do any of you know the president？
差别太大了。
No, see again here, we can see the difference is too great.
那么我请问大家哪个更好？
Which is better?
认识总统更好，还是只是认识总统的这个命令和吩咐更好？
Is it better to know the president's commands or to know the president?
那么为什么很多人在问我如何知道神的心意？我问他，你真的认识神吗？
And so, as many people are asking, oh, how can I know the will of God?All I will ask them, do you really know God?
很多信徒却没有竭力的追求去认识神自己。
Many believers do not earnestly seek to know God himself.
与神建立那生命的关系。
They do not seek to really establish a relationship with God.
再说一次，感谢神，信徒想要更多的寻求明白神的旨意。
Again, I want to say,And I want to express my gratitude to God for those many believers who seek to know God's will.
但是有的时候也有这样一个现象。
But sometimes we also see this.
这个现象也不少见。
And it's quite common.
我给大家举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
今天晚上到底是吃 这个面包还是吃米饭。
Tonight, are we going to eat bread or are we going to eat rice?
哎呀，我寻求神的心意吧。
Oh, and so like I'm going to seek God's will about whether I should eat bread or I should eat rice tonight.
怎么寻求神的心意呢？
And how am I going to seek His will?
拿一个硬币来。
And I'll take a coin.
抛硬币。
And flip it.
这一面是面包，那一面是米饭。
Heads will be bread and tails will be rice.
丢起来，拿到手里一看。
And I'll flip it and it'll come back in my hand.
看了看，想了想。
And I'll look at it and think about it.
我再丢一次吧。
And I'll say, oh, I'll go flip it again.
我这只是一个非常非常小的例子。
This is a tiny example.
但是在我们的生命生活当中，许许多多的时候。
But many times throughout our lives.
若是我们在这里寻求神的心意，
If we are seeking God's will,
只是允许我说，只是在想他的心意是不是符合我的心意。
Often we are only thinking about whether God's will is the same, is subservient to our will.
If we are only asking God to rubber stamp my will,
如果我们只是请求神来确认我们的想法，他的心
意。Why bother to seek His will?
那为什么要寻求他的旨意呢？
给大家看一段经文。
I want to show you a passage of scripture here.
彼得后书一章二到四节。
In 2 Peter 1, 2 to 4.
在这里使徒彼得在圣灵的感动之下说。
Here, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Peter says,
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。
May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Through the knowledge of Him who called us by His glory and virtue.
因此他已将那又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises.
叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
请大家注意，这里首先讲到的是认识神。
So notice that what's listed first here is the knowledge of God.
神已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给了我们。
God has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through His.His power.
神的大能的作为，
the powerful acts of God,
神的十架的救赎，
and the redemption that comes from the cross,
圣灵宝贵是每日的同在，
and the presence of the Spirit with us daily,
还有圣经所启示给我们明明白白的真理，
and the clear revelation of Scripture,
已经全然都赐给你我了。
All of this has completely been given to us.
我们为什么还在这里一味的去寻求在一些细枝末节上事情上面，神你在这里心意如何，在那里心意如何。
Since God has given us so much, why are we still seeking His will on these tiny little things of life, seeking to know what He wants us to do?
不是不需要去寻求神的旨意，
Not that we don't need to seek His will,
但是我在说我们的优先的次序。
But our, in terms of order of priority,
弟兄姊妹，如果你全然的熟读圣经，
Brothers and sisters, if you completely and thoroughly read the word and understand it,
真正的把神的话语藏在心里，
and truly hide His word in your heart,
像以斯拉那样定制考究遵行神的律法，
if you have the spirit that Isaiah, Ezra had to seriously and thoroughly study God's word,
在这个基础之上，大家注意，在这个基础之上，
and on this foundation,
如果仍然有些事不明白神的旨意，
If building on this foundation, there are some aspects of God's will that are not clear to you.
我向你保证，一定仍然会有的。
And I'll tell you that there will be some.
在这个件事情、那件事情、这些事情上面。
Here and there will be issues or things that aren't clear.
但是基本上我可以向你保证。
But basically, I can guarantee.
这件事、那件事、这些事都不是最重要的事。
That the little things you don't understand will not be the most important things.
因为一切关乎生命和金钱的这些事，神已经都赐给我们了。
Because all things that pertain to life and godliness, God has already given to us.
那我们那个最主要的还没有抓住。
If we haven't grasp a hold of the most important.
我们就先去抓那个次要的。
And we're trying to grab and understand the less important things.
这容易翻译，这叫丢了西瓜捡芝麻。
Then you're going to like, then you're going to lose the watermelon and pick up the sesame, to borrow a Chinese idiom.
Exactly.
You're going to lose the important things, but take hold of the not so important things.
所以我们讲的叫抓住最重要的。
So now this is why we're emphasizing grasping and understanding the most important things.
以赛亚记七章第十节。
In Ezra 7:10, it says.
他定制考究遵行耶和华的律法。
That Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it.
像刚才我们讲到的，圣经当中许许多多的地方都在反复的强调一点，是遵行。
Again and again, as I said before, Scripture often emphasizes the importance of doing God's will.
愿福音七章第十七节。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 17, it says,
人若立志遵这他的旨意行。
That if anyone wills to do God's will,
就必晓得。
Then he shall know.
这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
And he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority.
主耶稣的话。
This is the words of Jesus.
就像有的人曾经讲过这么一句话。
Before it has been said by some.
So what bothers me the most?
我最让我烦的。
It's not what I don't know about God's will.
不是我不认清关于神的旨意的。
But what I do know about His will, and I cannot do it.
我让我最烦的是我认识神的旨意，但我行不出来的。
太多太多了。
There's too many cases of this.
神已经把他的心意都明明白白的，关乎生命敬虔那些大的道理，都摆在圣经当中了。
God's already placed His will for many of the great things of life and godliness in Scripture.
你愿意去遵行吗？
Are you willing to do it?
你若立志愿意去遵行。
If you set your heart to do it, as Ezra did,
你就必晓得。
Then you will know His will.
好，那么下面我们就一起来思想如何遵行神的旨意。
Therefore now let us consider together how to do the will of God.
第一点，
The first point is
要向神为神。
That we need to be committed to God.
诗篇37篇第3到第5节。
In Psalms 37:3-5 it says,
你当倚靠耶和华而行善。
Trust in the Lord and do good.
住在地上以他的信实为粮。
Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness.
又要以耶和华为乐。
Delight yourself also in the Lord.
他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
And He shall give you the desires of your heart.
当将你的事交托耶和华。
Commit your way to the Lord.
并倚靠他。
Trust also in Him.
他就必成全。
And He shall bring it to pass.
请大家注意，一个向神委身的人。
Someone who is committed to God.
遵行的不是自己的旨意，而是神的旨意。
Someone who is committed to God does not do their own will, but they do God's will.
因为我们已经委身于主了。
Because we have already given ourselves over to God.
我们已经全然的交托给主了。
We have already completely trusted in Him.
第二点，向神委身的人。
Secondly, someone who is committed to God.
相信神的旨意比自己的心意更好。
Believes that God's will for them is better than their own will.
这点非常的关键。
This is really essential.
最重要的乃是人里面这个己生命的对付。
The most important thing is our internal view of our own life.
常常我们在想的还是我要什么，我要什么。
Often we are just thinking about what we want.
但是在这里所讲的是把我们的事全然的交托，按照神的旨意来成全，依靠耶和华而行善。
But here is speaking of completely committing ourselves to the Lord and trusting in Him and doing good.
还有一点。
There's still one point here.
感谢赞美神。
Thanks be to God.
一个向神委身的人。
That someone who is committed to God.
他自己的心意常常往往的一般来讲是与神的心意相合的。
Often someone who is committed to God has a heart and a will that is in sync with God and the same as His.
他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
And therefore, the Lord gives you the desires of your heart.
我们千万不要断章取义的只看这一句话。
We don't want to take this verse out of context or misinterpret it.
哇，感谢赞美主。
Wow, praise the Lord.
圣经里说了，他就将我心里所求的赐给我。
The Bible says that God will give me the desires of my heart.
我现在立刻祷告。
And so now I'm going to pray.
聚会结束，出了教堂的门。
And when the service is over and when I leave the church doors,
在停车场我一低头就捡到200块钱。
And then as soon as I went out of the parking lot and I got $200 on the ground.
对不起啊，神不成就。
Sorry, that wasn't God.
那不是神的心意，那是你的心意。
That's not His will, it's your will.
但是若是真正向神委身的。
But if you are truly committed to God,
真正全然信靠他的。
And you completely trust in Him.
为什么他所求所想成常常的成就？
Why does God always often do what you want?
因为他是照着神的旨意来去。
Because you are asking in accordance with God's will.
神所成就的甚至常常要超过。我们所求所想。
And what God wants to do often far exceeds what we can ask or imagine.
你说好不好，美不美？
Is that beautiful?
那你愿意向神委身吗？
Are you willing to be committed to God?
是全人的委身，不是半心半意的哦。
And this commitment is not half and half.
好，第一个， be committed to God.
Firstly, we need to be committed to God.
第二，以神为满足。
Secondly, we need to be contented with God.
请问在前书六章六到七节。
In 1 Timothy 6:6-7, it says,
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了。
That now godliness with contentment is great gain.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
If we have food and clothing, we should be content.
我们每人里面都有一个胃口。
Inside of us, we all have an appetite.
这个胃口不单是吃东西的胃口。
This appetite is not just for food.
而是我们的一个在灵里面的一个胃口。
It is a spiritual appetite, a spiritual desire.
那么这个灵里的胃口在我们信靠主耶稣基督之前。
And before we trusted in the Lord.
叫做饥不择食。
This spiritual appetite was not satisfied, hungry but not filled.
我们虽然每个人都很饥渴，
even though we are all very passionate, we long to be filled.
但是呢，我们从这个世界的神、世界的这些影响当中去寻求满足。
But we sought contentment from the influences of the world.
人若喝了这水，还要再渴。
As Jesus said, if you drink of that water, you will thirst again.
人若喝了我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
But if we drink of the water that Jesus will give us, we will never thirst.
因为我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Because the water He will give us will become a well springing up to eternal life.
那好，信了主的人。
And now for believers.
你是不是真正就从神得到你的满足了？
Do you receive your satisfaction, your contentment from God?
你是不是喝了那生命的活水，主所赐的水？就不再渴了。
Have you drank enough of that water that the Lord gives and never thirsted again?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到神的面前。
As we come to the Lord's presence today,
我们好好的省察自己。
We must examine ourselves.
有的时候，我们还是常常从这个世界去得到满足。
Often we are seeking our satisfaction and contentment from the world.
昨天晚上听一位姐妹的分享。
Last night I heard a sister sharing.
我非常感谢神。
I'm very grateful to God.
她很真诚的来讲。
She was very sincere.
她说已经信主，而且信主时间也不短。
She has been a believer for a long time.
但是在自己一些的苦恼愁烦当中，
But in some of her sorrows and troubles,
不自觉的又开始从这世界去寻求满足。
She realized she was unconsciously starting to seek satisfaction from the world.
然后就常常拿着手机去刷视频。
And she was often like looking at videos on her phone.
你知道现在这个什么那种抖音啊、TikTok 啊，还有一些哦，那个是很流行的。
And you know that today platforms like TikTok are very popular.
弟兄姊妹不要误解。
And brothers, this is do not misunderstand.
有时候我也看一点的这些的视频啊，什么新闻啊，或者等等这些。
Sometimes I'll look at some of these videos on TikTok or other platforms myself.
但是若是我们的满足，我们的寻求，都到那个上面去找。
But if we seek our satisfaction from those videos,
我们相当多的时间都花在那些东西上面。
And if a large proportion of our time is spent on those videos,
我们每天一个小时一个小时不停地在那里打电子的游戏。
And if we're constantly playing computer games for hours on our phones,
那个这个世界成为你的满足。
Then has the world become our satisfaction?
这个世界也把我们的胃口给破坏掉了。
And if this happens, then the world has messed up our appetite.
世界的东西永远是相当的有吸引力的。
And the things of the world will always seem attractive.
我没有说永远是更有吸引力。
And I didn't say it'll eternally be more attractive.
因为这个因人而异。
Because it comes from man.
对有的人，这个世界不太有吸引力。
For some people, the world is not very attractive.
但是也对有的人来说呢。
But for some.
是很贪爱世界上面的这些东西。
But other people very much love and covet the things of the world.
虽然我们信了主。
Even though we've believed.
但是好像还是在脚踩两只船一样。
It seems that we're trying to keep one foot on two boats.
有时候在这艘船里面。
Sometimes we're in the one boat.
寻求一点的安慰帮助。
And we're looking for like help and comfort from that boat.
有时候又跳到另外一只船上面去。
And sometimes we'll jump over to the other boat.
好像世界的船更加的 popular.
As if the world's boat is more popular.
带给我某些方面的这个满足。好像是从圣经主的话语，从耶稣基督那里得不到的。
It's as if we think that there is some satisfaction or contentment in the world that we can't get out of Scripture or out of Christ.
愿我们能够真正的说。
May we truly be able to say.
神是我们的一切。
That God is our all in all.
神真正是我们一切的满足。
But He is our complete contentment and satisfaction.
我再一次说，不是说我们每个人好像跟这个世界完全断绝关系。
I'm not saying that we should all cut off all contact with the world.
每个人都不做世界上的工作。
That we don't like have jobs.
每个人都完全不看新闻、报纸、电视。
Or we should like never watch TV or never watch the news.
一点的娱乐都不能够去接触。
And I'm not saying we can't have any entertainment.
啊，一点的运动都不能够去做。
I'm not saying we can't exercise at all.
一场球赛都不能够啊打。
I'm not saying we can't even play a single game.
昨天好像Duke赢了是吧？
Duke won yesterday, didn't they?
每次一到球赛的时候，我们这就，这些是可以的。
We can do these things.
但是，每个人扪心自问一个问题。
However, we need to ask our hearts one question.
我真正的、最终的满足是来自哪里？
Ultimately, what is satisfying me?
是不是愿意真正讲说，敬虔加上知足的心就是大利？
Am I truly willing to say that godliness with contentment is great gain?
或者再更深一步的？请问一个问题，你真的经历过以神得为你的满足，你就心里面真的是心满意足了吗？
To probe a little deeper, have you really experienced the satisfaction of God being your contentment and being your all in all?
我们再说 to know God is much more important than to know the will of God.
认识神比晓得他旨意更为重要。
你去建立跟他那个关系。
As you establish a relationship with him,
你去培养你里面属灵的那个胃口
，and you're feeding your spiritual appetite,
你就会越来越发现神的美好
，you will increasingly discover how good and beautiful God is,
主同在的美好
，and you will discover the pleasure of His presence.
弟兄姊妹，你花时间在读经，花时间在祷告，花时间在亲近神上面，花这些时间不是白花的。
Brothers and sisters, the time you spend praying in the Lord and drawing near to Him.Is not wasted.
我很喜欢举一个例子。
I'll take an example here.
我们知道到餐馆里去吃饭，啊，那餐馆做的那都是色香味俱全。
You know that if you go to a restaurant, everything there is there. You can choose anything there.
啊，味道都是好的不得了。
And all the taste and the flavors are really nice.
但是有谁每天都到餐馆里面去吃饭？
Who goes to a restaurant to eat every day?
我现在说的还不是花的钱多钱少的问题。
I'm not talking about the money you spend there.
最近我刚听一位弟兄分享。
Recently, I was hearing a brother sharing.
他说呢，他很喜欢喝茶。
He said he really likes to drink tea.
但现在买来的那个茶呀
，But the tea that you can buy,
你是一闻呢，非常非常香。
If you when you smell it, it's really fragrant.
啊，就很吸引你。
It's very it attracts him.
但是他说那里面加的好多都是用香料去熏的。
But I said they added a whole lot of like spices and flavorings.
啊，你真正喝下很多的时候呢，不见得对身体很好。
And therefore, when you drink a lot of it, it's actually not very good for you.
我不是说不要喝茶，但你喝的是比较好一点的那个那个纯净一点的茶。
I'm not saying don't drink tea. I'm saying you might want to drink some of the more pure types.
好了，那你到外面去餐馆去吃了之后，我说大部分，我不是说每一个，我说大部分。
Most of the time when you go out to a restaurant,
尤其如果不是主内弟兄姊妹所开的那个餐馆
especially if it's not a restaurant opened by Christians,
如果尤其是我们说就不是那个良心的商家
if we say it like the owner of the restaurant is not a good person or very good.
我们现在已经看到太多太多这样新闻的报道了, 对不对啊?
We've seen lots of reports in the news, haven't we?
用各种各样的这些添加剂,
that they often have lots of additives in their food.
重油重料这些东西放到里面去,
and lots of oil. They put these things in their food.
让你吃的感觉好像很满足,
and when you eat, you seem very full and very satisfied.
然后吃多慢慢就发现自己三高了,
and then after you keep eating a lot of it, you discover that you're gaining weight.
发现身体就出了各种各样的问题了,
and then you'll have lots of health problems.
那么在家里面, 妈妈做的那个粗茶淡饭,
and so like the like maybe more plain and bland food you make in your own home,
不给你加很多那些的不健康的东西,
it doesn't have a lot of unhealthy additives and preservatives and other things,
也不给你放很多的那些油啊那些的, 盐啊等等,
it won't have a lot of oils and spices and other things.
所以有弟兄姊妹就常常说家里吃饭蛮受折磨的, 对吗?
And therefore some will say that they're kind of undergoing torture when they eat at home.
但是你知道吗? 妈妈做的, 你太太做的, 那是带着爱心做的。
But did you know that the food that your mother makes or your wife makes is made with love?
那是为了你的健康。
It's for your health.
弟兄们阿们吗?
Does the brother say amen here?
声音不够大。
A little louder, please.
有的还是带着三心二意的, 小声地说啊,
some of you are kind of uncertain.
太太做的这个太五谷杂粮了, 是吧?
Is the wife, food your wife makes too bad?
但真的是为你健康好啊。
But it's made for your healthfulness.
好了，那么如果要是你每天去吃餐馆那些东西， 把你的胃口给你破坏掉了，
if you go to the restaurant every day and it messes up your appetite,
粗茶淡饭你吃不下去，
you won't be able to eat the bland food at home.
你觉得难以下咽，
you think that's kind of hard to understand.
但是如果我们养成一个健康的这样一种的生活的习惯，
but if we establish healthy eating habits,
我不是说不能够偶尔去一趟餐馆， 我也去的，
I'm not saying you can't occasionally go to a restaurant, I go.
哎哎，这个有时候调剂一下啊， 或者大家聚一下等等， 这个无可厚非。
Sometimes people are gathering together, that can't be taken away either.
我说的是不要让它破坏你的胃口。
I'm saying don't let it mess up your appetite.
那我们属灵的胃口也是一样。
And it's the same for our spiritual appetites.
这个是要去培养的。
We have to cultivate our appetites.
真的是以神为我们的满足。
We need to cultivate an appetite where God is our satisfaction.
与以神为满足相敌的，
and something opposed to this
是人里面的贪婪，
is the covetousness of our hearts.
我们中国人也讲知足常乐，
even in Chinese we have a saying, think that contentment brings joy.
说人苦不知足啊，
but people are very bitter upset, and therefore they do not know this contentment.
基本上大概在每一个文化， 一个比较积极的文化当中， 都有这样的讲法。
And there are similar sayings in many cultures.
但是苦不知足, 苦不知足啊, 真苦。
But it's really bitter if no matter what, you don't have satisfaction.
没有一个文化, 没有一个宗教能够真正解决这个问题。
No culture or no religion can solve this problem.
我们还是为这个世界, 或者是为了那些不敬虔的东西去谈论。
If we seek after the unholy and unrighteous things of the world,
我们都晓得世界的最后一届。
We know what the end of the world is.
世界最后一届讲的是人里面的什么东西？
The last of the Ten Commandments speaks of what?
贪婪, 对吗？
Covetousness in our hearts.
不可贪恋这些东西这一切的。
And it commands that we cannot covet all these things.
我们说始祖亚当夏娃犯罪。
And when Adam and Eve sinned,
为什么犯罪？
Why did they sin?
因为骄傲。
Because of pride.
要如神一样。
They wanted to be like God.
他们的骄傲，
their pride
是贪婪本来不属于自己的，
was coveting things that did not belong to them,
乃是属于神的，
but things that belong to God.
不以神已经给他们的为满足，
they were not satisfied with what God had already given them.
园中各样树上的果子，
all of the many trees in the garden
都可以去吃啊，
were all given to them for food.
唯独那树上的果子，
but only the one tree of the knowledge of good and evil
你不可吃，
was withheld.
吃的日子必定死，
and on the day they ate of it, they would die.
已经给他们这么多这么多这么多了，
God had given them so many things,
还偏偏就要去贪那个自己不该去得的，
but they still went and coveted the one that they should not have,
以至于违背了神的旨意，
and they coveted to the point that they disobeyed God's commandment and his will.
如果一个基督徒啊，
brothers and sisters, if a believer says that they trust in God, does not treat God and live as if God is their joy and satisfaction, then I can very responsibly say,
这位基督徒尚未真正得到并经历神的丰盛,
that this believer has not received and experienced the fullness of God.
第三点,
the third point here
被神激励,
is being compelled by God.
第一点我们要向神委身,
the first point is that we need to be committed to God.
我们也要以神为满足,
we also need to be content with God.
现在是被神激励,
but we also need to be compelled by God.
哥罗后书 5章14到15节,
2 Corinthians 5:14-15 says,
原来基督的爱激励我们,
for the love of Christ compels us,
因为我们想一人既替众人死,
because we judge this, that if one died for all,
众人就都死了,
then all died,
并且他替众人死,
and he died for all,
是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活,
that those who live should no longer live for themselves,
乃为替他们死而复活的主活,
but for him who died for them and rose again.
这个激励这个词,
this, the word compel here,
像蛮有分量,
is, has a lot of strength and meaning here.
在原文当中一个推动,
in the original Greek, it has the meaning of pushing us.
啊, 神的爱在你推动的是我们,
and within us, God's love is pushing us and compelling us.
我们不能够再站在原地不动,
and we can no longer stay where we were,
因为基督已经替我们死了,
because Jesus has died for us.
我们也已经在他的里面, 这个旧生命死去了,
and in him, our old life has died.
十字架的爱是活的,
the love of the cross is a living love.
十字架的爱是大有能力的,
and it is a powerful love.
十字架的爱是会推动每一个信徒的心,
the love of the cross will push at our hearts and compel us.
当我们想到主在十字架流血舍身死里复活的大爱,
when we consider the Lord's great love of dying and shedding his blood for us on the cross, we should often be crying.
因着这样的爱,
because of this love,
难道你不愿意更多去遵行神的旨意?
How can you not be willing to increasingly do God's will?
有这样的大爱,
this great love,
我们再问我们怎么能不去遵行神的旨意?
Let's ask ourselves again, how can we not do his will?
爱你爱我的耶稣基督,
Jesus who loved you and me,
他已经先遵行天父的旨意,
himself first did the will of God,
将世为人, 来为你我,
in coming to this world as a man and dying for us on the cross,
把他自己的一切都为我,
he gave up his all for us.
今天我们的旧我,
today our old man has died,
活在里面的不再是我的这个老的生命,
and the one who is living in us is not our old life,
乃是基督那个永活的生命在我们里面,
rather it is the everlasting life of Christ in us.
到底为什么活?
And so why are we living?
今天还是在那里为自我老我这个世界去活吗?
Are we still living for the world and for the old man in our hearts?
不值啊,
it's not worth it.
都是会过去的,
it will all pass away.
当我们得到那个最宝贵最美好的,
since we have received the most precious and most valuable things from God,
你看到过去这世界和世上情欲过去就要过去,
and we will see and understand that the lusts of this world will pass away, and there's nothing to, no loss there.
愿神的爱激励你激励我,
may God's love compel you and I.
最后一点,
last point here,
为神
is that we must be courageous for God.
我们不但要向神委身,
we not only need to be committed to God,
我们要以神为满足,
we also need to be satisfied with him and content in him,
被神的爱来激励推动,
and compelled by his love.
我们也靠主的恩典, 为神来刚强壮胆,
we also need to be courageous for him, trusting in his grace.
约书亚记,
in Joshua,
7章第9节,
chapter 1, verse 7 to 9, it says,
只要刚强, 大大壮胆,
only be strong and very courageous,
谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法,
that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you.
不可偏离左右.
Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left.
使你无论往哪里去,
that wherever you go,
都可以顺利.
You may prosper.
这律法书不可离开你的口.
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth,
总要昼夜思想.
But you shall meditate in it day and night.
好使你谨守遵行. 这书上所写的一些话,
that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it.
如此你的道路就可以亨通,
for then you will make your way prosperous.
凡事顺利,
and then you will have success, good success.
我岂没有吩咐你吗?
Have I not commanded you?
你当刚强壮胆,
be strong and of good courage.
不要惧怕,
and do not be afraid.
也不要惊慌,
nor be dismayed.
因为你无论往哪里去,
for wherever you go,
耶和华你的神必与你同在,
the Lord your God is with you.
你想不想亨通?
Do you want your way to be successful?
我们大家都喜欢亨通,
we all want this, don't we?
我知道有一个教会就叫亨通,
I know there's a church that has this name.
大家不要笑, 我真的, 我去那个教会讲过道, 那个教会, 蛮不错的教会,
I've been there to preach before, it's a very good church.
叫亨通没有问题,
there's nothing wrong with this name.
主要是因为他们所在那个地名啊, 什么 Huntington 啊, 就是正好翻译成就是亨通。
The place where they are has a similar sounding name in English.
想亨通没有错。
There's nothing wrong with seeking for success.
怎么样才能亨通?
But how can we achieve it?
在亨通凡事顺利, 这是有条件的。
And but there's a condition to this success and prosperity.
你是行在神的道路上。
You need to be walking in God's ways.
才是真正的亨通。
Only here will you have true prosperity.
行在世界的道路上面,
when you walk in the world's ways,
那就不能够在神的里面, 在神的眼中,
then you cannot have prosperity in God and success in God's sight.
做基督徒没有办法脚踩两只船,
and there's no way for you to keep a foot in both boats as a Christian.
没有人能够侍奉两个主,
no one can serve two masters.
我们不可能又去 得神的喜悦,
there's no way that on the one hand we can receive God's favor and on the other hand obtain favor from the world.
在很多的方面,
in many ways,
这个世界都是与神为敌的,
the world is opposed to God.
世界的教导与圣经的教导是不相合的,
the teachings of the world are in conflict with the teachings of God.
弟兄姊妹,尤其是在我们今天所处的这个时代当中,
and this is particularly true in the era in which we live today.
如果说往年过去,
in the past,
在这世界上面还有一些基本的天理人伦是比较符合圣经心意的,
there would be some generally accepted morality throughout the world that was in accordance with God's heart.
那么今天这个世界的心意是越来越抵挡神,
but today, the world is increasingly opposed to God.
法的事情是越来越多,
and lawlessness has greatly increased.
所以我们有一个抉择,
so today we have a choice.
宽门大路还是窄门小路?
Will we take the broad gate or the narrow gate?
宽门大路看似容易,
the broad way seems easy.
但是一定要知道最后是不亨通的,
but we need to know, remember where it ends in destruction.
考考大家, 宽门大路引到哪里?
And I want to ask you, where does the broad way go?
引到灭亡,
goes to hell and to destruction.
窄门小路呢?
And the narrow way?
引到永生,
it leads to eternal life.
那是真正的亨通,
that is true prosperity.
弟兄姊妹们, 靠主我们来刚强壮胆,
brothers and sisters, let us be strong in the Lord.
做好这个准备,
and be prepared.
我们也可以自己来扪心自问,
and we should ask ourselves,
如果我们的选择,
if our choice,
如果我们的心意,
if our desire,
如果我们的行事为人,
if our actions are as men,
如果我们的立场观点,
if our opinions and our stances,
往往都是与这个世界相合的,
if all these are just the same as the world, and
虽然容易,
even though it's easy,
你也比较不会受到逼迫,
and you won't be persecuted,
而且大家都在那里给你鼓掌,
everyone will applaud you,
你可能会有许许多多的朋友,
you might have tons of friends,
得到你的同侪的赞许,
and you'll get approval from your peers,
但是只有一点,
but there's only one point,
往往可能你在违背神的旨意,
often here you will be in conflict with and disobeying the will of God.
遵行神的旨意需要刚强胆壮,
Obeying the will of God needs courage and strength.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
神已经早就应许我们。
He has already promised us.
他与你我同在。
That He is with us.
我们纵然是软弱的。
We are still weak.
人都软弱，谁不软弱？我也软弱。
All of us are weak, including me.
使徒保罗早就讲了。
And the Apostle Paul said this long ago.
但是我们这样软弱的人。
But weak as we are,
正是在基督耶稣里得到刚强。
We are strong in Christ.
敢对这个世界说不。
And we are willing to say no to the world.
不管世界潮流怎么去变化。
No matter what the trends of the world are.
如何去堕落。
And how to pray for it to become.
我们能够靠主恩典逆流而上。
We can swim against the current, trusting in the Lord's grace.
如何遵行神的旨意。
How do we know, do the will of God?
我们复习一下好不好。
Let's review.
第一个。是什么
First,
Be committed to God, 向神委身。第二个呢
Secondly,
Be contented with God, 以神为满足。第三个 Be compelled by God, 被神激励。最后一个 Be courageous for God, 为神刚强胆壮。东西就可以
了。Let us pray together.
主啊，我们实在是知道。
Lord, we truly know.
这世界和其上情欲都要过去。
That the world and its lusts are passing away.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
But only he who does the will of God will abide forever.
愿我们都共同立志做一个遵行神旨意的。
May we all have this heart and this decision to do your will.
求主加添我们的力量。
Lord, increase our strength.
我们向神来委身。
We commit ourselves to you.
以神为满足。
We are satisfied in you.
被主的十架大爱所激励。
And compelled by your love.
也为神刚强壮胆。
We are courageous for you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.